comes to a dream deferred. Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? You just listened to a poem by the African-American poet Langston Hughes. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Bunch of Books, your all-around spot for all things books. In today's episode of Trailblazers, we will be covering, as you heard in the opening, Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes was born James Mercer Langston Hughes on February 1st, 1909 in Joplin, Missouri. Both of Hughes' paternal great-grandmothers were enslaved Africans, and both of his paternal great-grandfathers were white slave owners in Kentucky. Langston was raised mainly in Lawrence, Kansas. He was one of the earliest innovators of the literary art form called jazz poetry. Hughes is best known as a leader of the Harlem Renaissance. Growing up in a series of Midwestern towns, Hughes became a prolific writer at an early age. He moved to New York City as a young man, where he made his career. His first piece of jazz poetry, When Sue Wears Red, was written while he was in high school. He graduated from high school in Cleveland, Ohio, and soon began studies at Columbia University in New York City. Although he dropped out, he gained notice from New York publishers, first in the Crisis magazine, and then from book publishers, and he became known in the creative community in Harlem. Hughes worked at various odd jobs before serving a brief tenure as a crewman aboard the SS Malone in 1923. Spending 6 months traveling to West Africa and Europe. In Europe, Hughes left the SS Malone for a temporary stay in Paris. There, he met and had a romance with Anne Marie Cossey, a British-educated African from a well-to-do Gold Coast family. They subsequently corresponded, but she eventually married Hugh Whiting, a promising Trinidadian lawyer. During his time in England in the early 1920s, Hughes became part of the black expatriate community. In November 1924, he returned to the U.S. to live with his mother in Washington, D.C. After assorted odd jobs, he gained white-collar employment in 1925 as a personal assistant to historian Carter G. Woodson at the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History. As the work demands limited his time for writing, Hughes quit the position to work as a busboy at the Wardman Park Hotel. Hughes' early work had been published in magazines and was about to be collected into his first book of poetry when he encountered poet Batchel Lindsay, with whom he shared some poems. Impressed, Lindsay publicized his discovery of a new black poet. The following year, Hughes enrolled in Lincoln University, a historically black university in Chester County, Pennsylvania. He joined the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Thurgood Marshall, who later became an attorney, judge, and associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, was a classmate of Hughes during his undergraduate studies. Hughes eventually graduated from Lincoln University. In addition to poetry, Hughes wrote plays and short stories. He also published several nonfiction works. After Hughes earned a BA degree from Lincoln University in 1929, he returned to New York. Except for travels to the Soviet Union and parts of the Caribbean, he lived in Harlem as his primary home for the remainder of his life. During the 1930s, he became a resident of Westfield, New Jersey for a time. In the 1940s, he wrote his autobiography, The Big C. From 1942 to 1962, as the Civil Rights Movement was gaining traction, he wrote an in-depth weekly column in a leading black newspaper, the Chicago Defender. On May 22, 1967, Hughes died in the Stuy Vincent Polyclinic in New York City at the age of 66 from complications after abdominal surgery related to prostate cancer. His ashes are interred beneath a floor medallion in the middle of the foyer in the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem. It is the entrance to an auditorium named for him. The design on the floor is an African-American cosmogram entitled Rivers. The title is taken from his poem, The Negro Speaks of Rivers. Within the center of the cosmogram is the line, "My soul has grown deep like rivers." Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Trailblazers, and I'll see you guys next time.